Good morning. This is the Seven Lakes podcast, and today we'll be discussing our 2023 highlights with four students. My name is Rihanna, and I'm a freshman.
My name is Stone, and I'm a senior.
My name is Levi, and I'm a freshman.
My name is Haley, and I'm a junior.
All right, so our first question is, most memorable event that occurred in social media in 2023?
Mine would probably be Taylor Swift winning Person of the Year, despite like being a musician. And normally that goes out to, like, politicians and, like, activists and stuff. And she was like, oh, I make music. I'm Person of the Year now. Okay.
Well, yeah. I mean, you got to think, like, she did start kind of, she quote-unquote rebuilt the economy, according to some newspapers, with her Eras tour.
Yeah.
I think that has a part to play in it.
She did?
Yeah.
Yeah, Eras tour was crazy.
Guys, I'm not caught up on my Taylor Swift news. Yeah,
wow.
I'm
not sorry.
I'm not either, but like it was huge. I remember seeing it everywhere.
Yeah.
My personal one, I don't know. Are you guys like really active on TikTok?
Yeah.
There's this very micro trend of
more of an Instagram Reels type.
Instagram Reels.
Maybe you've seen it, but like it's the doubloons economy.
I love that. It was so cute.
I don't know what that is.
I have no clue what that is.
I just remembered it last night when someone like resurfaced it. It was like a mini economy where there's these cats with coins.
Black cats.
That you would trade for goods, and there'd be robbers that stole your doubloons. I thought that was hilarious.
It was so cute because like I'd like cute. Randomly scroll on a video and there's like this black cat like, here traveler, have 20 doubloons for your adventure. And I was like, thank you. And I had it on a notes app like how many I had.
Me too.
And I forgot about it.
That's interesting.
Never heard of that in my life. That's crazy.
You missed out. It was so cute.
Like I've seen the thing is like you've traveled so far, traveler.
Stop
your scrolling and take a second to relax. Like I've seen that stuff, but I never seen.
And
like
then you continue to scroll anyway.
Exactly.
It always had like My Singing Monsters
right
song.
I think it lasted maybe about a week, two weeks max.
That was died out, like disappeared.
Dang.
Anyway, y'all ready for the next question?
Yes.
Okay. Most memorable personal event in 2023?
Let me think back. Okay.
Okay, well, for me, I, hands down, this last soccer season, I think was one of the most exhilarating moments I've ever been to or been through. First with the Cinco game during the playoffs, oh my gosh. We went to the shootout and then the state game was also so amazing to be through. Congratulations to the Seven Lakes soccer team for bringing
Ooh,
that win out. Home. Definitely one of the most memorable moments for me as an athletic trainer. Sorry, I did not mention that.
I know, of course. That's amazing. Personally, the best thing that happened in 2023 for me was my first day with my new job that I got. I think that there's just like having a new job and new experience. Just really fun, too.
What are you working as?
I work at part of the broadcasting section for Rice University.
Ooh.
Whoa.
Get that bag.
Oh,
yes.
Wow.
So I'm kind of in like I'm in the broadcast booth and I do like the remote control camera work. So I'm not like with the actual, you know, the heavy duty camera on my shoulder type thing. I'm more of a, there's a thing called a PTZ camera, pan tilt zoom, and we control that in the booth and stuff like that.
That's nice. So like cool. Sports or
so
like
yeah school? So like basketball, soccer, football,
wow.
Volleyball, I don't think we do golf sadly.
Wow.
But like pretty much nearly all of like the big field sports were like broadcasting either in-house like at Rice or to like ESPN or whatever.
Wow.
And that was just like, it's like a brand new environment. It's like, whoa, I'm working at Rice.
That's pretty cool. Mine would probably have to be in middle school, like end of eighth grade, spring play Alibis we were doing.
You
I
were in
play.
Middle school in 2023?
Yes.
Oh, yeah, you're a freshman.
Yeah. I'm a freshman.
Oh.
You dingus.
Whoa.
Whoa.
Sorry for the language,
sorry,
guys.
Okay. Feels weird to hear. I'm sorry. It's being senior, I'm like, middle school, 20, like, y'all people exist?
No,
people were
I'm
born
not real.
After 2006? That's crazy.
I'm a ghost.
I'm an 06, too.
I'm an 05.
Wow.
But I'm just saying, like, after 2006, y'all are real? That's crazy.
I'm sorry. Real, actually. I'm a robot.
We're a figment of your
wait, so that means y'all are 09?
Yeah.
Oh, ouch. Makes me feel old.
Yeah, but we're doing Alibis. And that was really fun for me. I've been in three school productions now, but that was probably my favorite just because it It was a very friendly environment. I got to meet a lot of people who I still talk to today. And yeah, it was overall a very fun production. I liked it a lot.
I watched it. It was really good. And I brought my brother, and his like nose started bleeding halfway.
Oh.
And so that was really fun.
That was kind of silly.
What school did you come from?
Beckendorf.
Beckendorf, gotcha. Great school.
Yeah.
Came from Beckendorf, too.
Mm.
Oh my god, I came from Beckendorf too, guys.
Oh my god, the Beckendorf besties.
3 years ago, but...
3 years ago, but it still counts.
I'm from Seven Lakes Junior High.
Ooh. Wow.
I'm in walking distance of the school, so since...
Imagine being different.
Next to each other.
Come on. Accept that.
I mean, conform to the rest of us, man.
I mean, dude, my name is Stone. I'm like, how different do you want me at this point?
Honestly, I remember you from last year. You hit me with a box in the face.
You don't need to disclose that on public television.
Or public audio.
I'm salty about it. Anyway.
I don't even remember that. How do you remember?
Because I was going to math class and you just hit me with a box in the face.
Hey, I wouldn't take that personally.
I do not remember doing that.
I remember vividly. Mm.
Dang,
anyway.
I'm sorry.
I don't really remember much from this year, to be honest. But probably, don't L me. Anyway, probably... Like, starting high school would be very memorable to me because I remember, like, in middle school, I was freaking out, like, oh, my God, I'm getting old now. Like, my childhood is gone, and then I'm kind of here, and I'm like, oh, you know what? This isn't even so bad.
Yeah, it's tolerable. It's cool.
I still feel, like, old because of, like, back problems.
Same!
As our coach is sitting right here.
Laughing at me.
I feel like we need a comment.
Oh, yeah. He doesn't have a microphone.
Oh.
Someone give up your microphone and give it to Coach Goldman.
No, like, every part of my body, I can, like, crack all my bones. And, like, if I stand up, you can probably hear my knees pop as well.
Like, same here. It's like, how am I 18, yet I have, like, the body structure of a 60-year-old man?
That's crazy.
Scoliosis.
Scoliosis. Woo!
Anyway, next question. What's the best movie or series you watched this year?
There were some big contenders this year.
Yeah. First off, the Barbie movie.
Yeah, Barbenheimer happened.
Barbenheimer happened.
I never watched any of them.
You never watched? You didn't watch either of them?
No, my parents went to watch Oppenheimer, but I like wanted to watch the Barbie movie, but my mom doesn't really like going to movies, and my dad didn't want to see a Barbie movie, so.
Barbie movie was
so good.
It was so
beautiful. I think I shed so many tears.
Both of them were amazing.
I did not watch
Oppenheimer. I did not watch Oppenheimer.
I did not.
Oppenheimer was really good. Like, it was, like, historically accurate.
I've heard good things about it.
Wonderful, wonderful stuff. I think we're all in, like, a very good look unison for this one. We're all like, yeah, this was the big thing.
That was big.
I've seen clips, though, and I've heard my parents talk about it, so.
I have another contender I'm going to throw in the ring. Spider-Man Across the
Spider-Verse. Oh,
that
my
was
God.
So good. That's
yes.
my answer.
That one.
I didn't actually watch it, but my brother is a huge fan.
It was really, so good. Really good. And like, amazing sequel from, like, what, the 2018?
Yeah.
First one?
2018?
It was that long ago.
It was that long ago. The first one came out in 2018.
Yeah.
What do you mean it wasn't 2021?
2023 was the most recent one.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Time's going too fast.
I know, right?
And then we were talking about this earlier, but the whole Eras Tour movie, that, like, broke box office records. That was kind of...
I think anything with Taylor Swift has recently been, like, just breaking record after record,
She's
which is very impressive.
She's popping off. It's...
Yeah. You have the Taylor Swift collective that are always backing her.
Exactly. Yeah. And then her recent, sorry, this is so off topic, but her recent boyfriend, blown up, completely blown up. His jersey sales went up all the way.
I don't even know who you're talking
He's
about.
He's the most, Travis Kelce.
I don't pay attention
to Taylor
Swift. Oh my,
that is
Swift.
Like peak pop culture right now.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
I don't know.
I'm not a Swifty guy.
Wow.
His jersey's the most sold out.
You
gotta
read up on your Taylor Swift lore, Faye.
We're on movies, right?
Movies,
so I was
gonna
mention Spider-Man 2. Because, like, that movie was so good, and I watched it with, like, my dad and my brother. My brother didn't like it, but I guess it's because he's young, and he was like, he felt it was too long.
Fool.
Exactly. Anyway, but I was watching it because, like, I draw sometimes, right? I was like, This is my sign to draw, and then I had, like, motivation to draw for, like, a week, and then I forgot about it, so.
Because it has, like, such a unique style.
Yeah.
Like.
So, like, a comic book style, but also, like, 3D?
Yeah.
It's, like, really cool.
It's, like, animated on threes instead of twos as well, just, like, to get that extra choppy feel, which is really, like,
yeah.
Brilliant. Just like some animator nerd stuff.
Like, well, the frame rates are actually help with the
exactly the smear frames on like frame 182 really add to the character's movement.
It really does.
Exactly. Yeah. It's like a Marvel fan, but with like frame by frame animation.
Yeah.
Oh, you see right there, he used the Kardotsky technique. Oh my
I love that.
Okay. Next question. Favorite artist or song of the year?
I think I know someone's choice already.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, it's not Taylor Swift.
Is it from the new album?
It's not.
All right, what is your favorite
song
of the year?
Okay. Pierce the Veil made a new album in this year. Jaws of Life. That album hit so hard. Darn the Man, Save the Empire is such a good song. I can't swear on the podcast, but it goes so hard. It's fire. Listen to it on repeat. But the whole album is great. Love it.
Mm. Great choices.
It's not Taylor Swift, I know, surprising.
Yeah. I'm surprised.
Yeah, just given the previous conversations, you would have thought.
What's your favorite Taylor Swift song? I just want to
know. Okay, favorite Taylor Swift song. No Body, No Crime.
Or, I don't know that one.
Or, deep into the fandom.
Or Cruel Summer. Or Cruel Summer.
Cruel Summer's a good choice.
All right, so my favorite artist is Lemon Demon.
Yes.
Oh my god.
Personal fan. I've been listening to a lot of his music recently. Like Soft Fuzzy Man and I've Got Some Falling to Do. I've been listening to those a lot. And then probably my top song to both like I believe personally and also, you know, like Spotify Wrapped, is Virtual Insanity by Jamiroquai. Mm. Came out in the late 90s, I believe. Wonderful song for that time period.
Okay, so my favorite artist is Crane Wives. Levi, you already given me, like, I know. Look, anyway, I love them. I've been a fan for multiple years, and on my Spotify Wrapped, it said I'm in the top 0.05% of listeners, so just saying, wow, I'm kind of a big fan.
Look at you, Faye.
I'm not kidding when I say I listen to them every single day. But yeah, that's my favorite artist of the year.
For me, I'm the biggest K-pop like stan ever. My top artist and also top album was NewJeans.
Oh
there, do you have something to say?
No, I don't want to get beat up.
We're gonna have the K-pop fans.
I don't want to get.
It's okay. You can make your comment. I'm across the table from you.
No, so I don't want to. I don't want to get doxxed. I'm good.
But I think I was in their top. I think 0.1 listeners as well.
Nice.
And that's surprising because like my Spotify account got hacked through half the year from two people. Oh. One from Russia and one from Ukraine.
Mm.
I don't know how that happened.
Why are people hacking your Spotify?
I don't know. I don't even have premium either.
What?
Like, stupid.
I'm just going to hack some random high schooler's Spotify.
Yeah, but I really love their album. I think my top song was NewJeans from their album.
Mm-hmm. NewJeans from their album NewJeans.
Exactly.
Gotcha. I love NewJeans from NewJeans. It's so good.
The label song, hell, usually those are the best ones.
Yeah.
I loved it. Okay, so for our final question is, what are your 2024 predictions?
This is a tough one.
Okay, so the way the economy has been going,
oh gosh,
I don't really think it's going to be in that much of a good state, you know? I think it's kind of going downhill.
I think it's going to be samey, but different-y.
Oh.
That's typically how it is, yeah.
Nice vocab. Samey?
Yeah, samey, but different. It's a Gravity Falls quote as well.
You wouldn't get it.
Look at you. I'm not a real Gravity Falls fan. Wow. Such a poser.
One of my predictions is I think fusion energy is going to become more mainstream.
Yeah.
They're getting like really, really close with advancements with that.
Is it? Yeah. Is this a science thing?
Yes,
it is a science.
Okay,
thing.
It's a very nerd science thing.
I'm not smart enough to get this.
Like, yeah, is it nuclear energy? Right.
Okay, so nuclear is you take an atom and you rip it apart and you get energy. With fusion, you squish the atom together and you get more energy.
Yeah.
So it's like what the sun does because the sun has so much gravity it just squishes everything together. So it literally, if y'all remember Spider-Man 2, it's literally the power of the sun in the palm of your hand with fusion energy.
Yeah.
And we're getting really close to that.
Like it's kind of like Rick and Morty. You have to be like an intellectual to understand it, you
Are
know?
Are you trying to call me stupid, Levi? I see how it is.
Well, guys.
But it's like near infinite amount of energy with that, which they're getting really close. So that's my prediction. I think that we're gonna make that breakthrough.
Yeah.
I don't necessarily have any like predictions because like I don't know what I have in store for myself next school year.
More back pain?
More back pain, yeah, probably.
I heard that increases with time, so.
I mean, sophomore year is pretty chill. So
sophomore
I think
year is a really, really chill year.
I've heard junior year is not fun.
Junior year is the worst. I'm telling you right now, I've heard horror stories.
Coming from experience, it is the worst year.
Senior and I would say probably sophomore year are the easiest ones. Freshman, you're like you're a freshman. It's like, oh, you're new in the water. Yeah. You don't know what's going on. Oh, it's high school. It's bigger. Whoa.
We're at the bottom of the food chain, Levi.
Oh, my God.
I think our school doesn't have, like, the stereotypical, quote-unquote, food chain.
Yeah. It's kind of just everyone's
just here.
Chill with each other.
Yeah. My 2024 predictions. Again, I'm a student athletic trainer, so I only look forward to one thing every year, and it's soccer season. We already had such a great season last year, or I guess this year. And I only see our team going forward with that.
For our audio listeners out there, she's side-eyeing our soccer coach the whole time while saying this. So I just want to give you all audio listeners that heads up.
The audio we exclusively have audio listeners.
We exclusively
have audio listeners. There's no camera.
There's no camera. It's not the Chuckle podcast. The Chuckle sandwich.
I'm just like, I'm like double-checking all my facts over here because...
Like, am I saying this right?
Everything feels like a fever dream to me still.
I mean, it is only like 8 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah. So. Still a little bit delirious.
Yeah, it's only 8 o'clock. Like 7:52, 8 o'clock.
You know what I really miss? When I got to wake up at 8:30 and be at school at 9. Mm.
That's good for you.
Get late arrival. You can get late arrival.
Yeah, when you're in your senior year, if you like, you already have all your credits, you can just like either just show up to school like earlier, not earlier, show up to school later or like leave school earlier. It's pretty gnarly.
I'm going to do that.
Big piece of advice for y'all freshmen, take all of your social studies over the summer.
That's what I'm going to do.
It's going to save your life. You have an extra period. You can fill that with an interesting class, or you could just take a study hall or early release. It's just going to save your workload, especially with, like, U.S. history or just, like, A push in general. It's just AP U.S. history. Just take over the summer.
Personally, I have taken all my social studies throughout the year, and I find that it was a lot easier during the school year than with my summer friends. Because I got to take my summer off and do whatever I wanted. I don't know. It's up to y'all.
I found it
a lot easier.
Well, to stay over the summer. And it is a lot more compact, obviously. You need to take an entire curriculum and shove it into, like, 3 months. But I did, from based on what I heard for some of the people taking history courses in the school year, it is a lot easier. Just because I feel like they've been telling me some of the things about the teachers that aren't the best, and that they're really like,
yeah, there's been
sharp
a lot
deadlines.
Of
deadlines.
Like, there's been a lot of like very strict deadlines and
for
like,
world history.
Yeah. Or that's like, what I've heard.
Not
I
just like
know.
World history as well. Like I think like macro and microeconomics and gov as well.
Oh, I'm taking those.
Take those
summer. I'm taking those over summer.
Those are the ones especially. Like I just finished those. I'm hearing so many people complain about it was a breeze over the summer. Take it over the summer. You, like I said, you get a free early release. That's all I have mine.
Yeah.
It's nice. You get to leave early.
It's funny because my AP Human Geography teacher yesterday was telling us, like, do not take it over the summer. Do it over the year. So I was like, okay. And now y'all are telling me to take it over
the
summer.
I think it's also
so.
Very, like, to each your own. If you're good with, like during COVID, if you were really good with the online school and stuff like that, or if you're able to, like, manage your own workload, summer school, like, doing it over the summer is a lot better than here.
I think you also have to weigh out the options that you will have to take that AP exam in May, and if you are not preparing for that throughout the whole year and you just crammed it all in during the summer, you're going to have to restudy again for that AP exam if you want to do well and get that credit. I think that's why they tell you that. Because they think you're planning to take the AP exam.
Yeah. Another pro about taking it over the summer is that if you're planning on doing Miller, that help like during your junior year, it helps like clear out your schedule. Because you need like most of them, you need 2, some of them 3 free periods to take the class. So it would help just to get those out of the way during the summer so you have more room to do those things.
Yeah, and common misconception about Miller that I just figured out, Miller is GPA exempt, so
yeah,
you guys can stop telling people that it will ruin your GPA.
It won't.
It won't. I have one more prediction.
Whoa.
Oh.
College for me, hopefully. That's coming soon for me, next year. Because I'm a senior, I'm going to graduate.
Old.
I know.
Not as old as you, though, because your bones are already cracking.
Yeah, you can't talk.
I could probably crack my neck here and everyone will hear it.
I mean, some ASMR action.
Oh, my God. ASMR action. Just for the listeners at home.
Some bone cracking ASMR action.
Anyway, so that's about as much time as we have. Thank you all for coming and speaking with us, and I hope everyone has a great rest of their day.
Yeah.
Yeah.